You know, if something is created, it is brought into being. I know this is going to be hard to grasp by many in this audience, both here and out on the internet land, but there was a time when the internet didn't exist. It's also hard to conceive that we didn't always have cell phones. They're ubiquitous. They're everywhere. We can hardly go through life without them, can we? It's amazing how they have encroached in our daily living, and very usefully in many ways. But think of all of the incredible inventions that make our lives so enjoyable. Someone made it. It didn't just spring into being without a force, a creative force behind it. You know, many speculate about the universe. How did it come into being? How old is it? How big is it? Well, let me give you some of the latest statistics. And interestingly, I have been musing to myself, thinking how the numbers have so dramatically and astronomically changed over the years since I first began speaking about it from the ministerial standpoint. But right now, they estimate the size of the universe in terms of galaxies that there are between 176 billion to 2 trillion galaxies in the universe. Now, that variable, they justify, if you want to look deeper into it, how they could come up with 2 trillion galaxies. I can't grasp 176 billion, which they claim they have a fairly accurate way of computing and coming to an understanding. They also say that there are 200 billion trillion stars in the universe that they can compute and make. Now, that is 10 times the cups of water in all of the oceans on Earth, if you want a way of kind of comparing it. Well, how did it come to be? And what's even stranger is few consider that it has all been created, that someone actually made it, just as someone surely made a cell phone or the internet or any of the other marvels of our all-knowing, and I say that in quote, time that we live in. With that perspective, I want to talk about who made everything, who made all things, and made it possible for our limited creativity to be applied in our, we're just manipulating what is already there. Time and again in the Bible, God says that He made it. He made it all. All of the creation is His handiwork. And we know, we've come to understand fully that it is Jesus Christ who did the creating, and think that Jesus Christ is behind the one who brought into being these 2 trillion galaxies. I can't grasp the significance really, but let's look at this about Jesus Christ in John 1, verses 1 through 3. I think we should come away with a renewed awe about who our Savior is in, you know, contemplating these things. John 1 and verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, one of the members of the God family, and we know of 2, with the potential of many more joining that. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. So when we see made things, we have to think in terms of the role of Jesus Christ. Throughout the Bible, God identifies himself as the creator. Genesis 1:1. And as I go through here, I'm just reestablishing a little bit and reminding us of how the role of creation and the authorship of creation is so significant in what is revealed in the Bible. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So there was a time of creation that entered in, and God did all of that. He created the heavens and the earth. That encompasses all of this physical material that's out there called galaxies and stars and suns and planets. Isaiah 40 and verse 28. Isaiah 40 and verse 28. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. I'm giving you several verses to just, I guess, call them banner verses that really highlight the role of God. Jeremiah 10 and verse 12. Looking closely at this particular verse, I think we can get a feel of the ability of God, the awesomeness of this unlimited creator that we worship. Jeremiah 10 and verse 12, he has made the earth by his power. It takes power to do creation, especially when you consider how the sun is, you know, just an ongoing nuclear explosion, not running out of fuel anytime soon. He has established the world by his wisdom. Yeah, it takes some smarts to create all of these things and the intricacies of the world. And he has stretched out the heavens at his discretion. I think this looks good over here. And over here, I think I'll put another galaxy. His choice, his discretion, his wisdom. Isaiah 45 and verse 18. For thus says the Lord, Isaiah 45 and verse 18. I'm sorry, getting ahead of you. God makes a pronouncement here and he goes on to say, who created the heavens? Who is God? Who formed the earth and made it, who has established it, who did not create it in vain. It's not like Mars, you know, kind of an empty wasteland. But he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord and there is no other. No one else made it. God made it. He formed it. He established it. Romans 1, verses 18 through 20, which I'm sure most of us have studied, contemplated, thought about, meditated about it. Romans 1 and verse 18. And God is challenging mankind here because of their stupidity, because they believe in things like evolution. That's creation without a creator. That's the soup of a bunch of indeterminate forces coming together and creating life. I don't think so. If you found a pile of computers or cell phones along the road, you wouldn't say that they somehow evolved with all the transistors, capacitors, the gold-plated circuitry all have come together on their own? No, they were formed, they were created, manufactured might be a better term to apply. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth and unrighteousness, the truth of God being the maker of all things. Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. It takes all of incomprehensible power that we can only muse about, but it's nonetheless, it takes only the capacity of God to bring about all these things. Hebrews 11 and verse 3. Hebrews 11 and verse 3. This scripture reveals where all this created matter comes from. You see, brethren, the Bible reveals a spirit realm. We can't see it. We can't operate it in it. It's separate from us at this point. Hebrews 11 and verse 3, by faith, we, you and I, understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. He called them into being. Now, how that all plays out, we'll have to wait and see. So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. There is a source, a material source, you might say, for the physical. If I can use the application that the spirit is material, but it's real. It's more real than the physical because, brethren, this world is winding down. This universe is growing old. It's decaying. Material elements themselves finally kind of given enough time. And now here you apply that term, given enough time. You know, things kind of just die out. And this world was, well, think about the sun. They can project the lifespan of the sun because of the amount of energy available to the sun to shine its bright light across our solar system. But it's not infinite. None of the physical creation is. And we find this in answer to what I've just been talking about. Finally, the last scripture here, Revelation 21 and verse 5. This is what God is going to do. He's made things before, and they're gloriously splendid and beautiful and just incomprehensible in magnitude and beauty, and can be. But they're winding down, and that timing has to do with the birth of his spirit family, his sons, who will be with him in a kingdom that will exist forever and ever. And of the increase of that kingdom, there will be no end. But Revelation 21:5, let me leave you with this thought. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. He's going to do the making. He will guide whatever's done, just like the Father and the Son work together in bringing about this universe we now live in. And to complete it, the verse or the quote here, and he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Brethren, all this is going to happen. God will make a new universe, and he will bring to it a new family, which, by the way, he is making right now. He's changing us from physical beings and leading us through his Holy Spirit to become spirit beings, to be with him for all eternity, with both he and his Son, Jesus Christ.